Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Righto, yes, K-Rock's own. Absolutely K-Rock's own. He's very happy. We were a bit worried about you, Max. At three-quarter time, we went, wow, wee, what was going on there? Please tell me it was just cramp.
I kicked the ground, so it's probably the worst position to get yourself into when you've got a syndesmosis injury, so it hurt like hell for 5 minutes, but then it was all good to go.
Are you a bit worried? Did you think about, oh my God, no, please, not again?
Nah, I've had the feeling of it because it's essentially when I was trying to get back to kicking a few weeks ago, I kept accidentally hitting my toe too far down the foot, and it was the exact same feeling, so it's nasty, but it was just thankful that it was at the end of the quarter and I didn't have to run it out.
Max, Kingy up in the K-Rock box, I've got some bad news for you.
What's that?
You can't invoice for this.
I'll try.
No, you whack it on there, see if it gets past the boss. Congratulations. How close a run thing was it you playing tonight?
I mean, if you asked 7 weeks ago, it wouldn't have happened. So, it was tight. I mean, I got through training on Tuesday, fine, like okay, I guess. And I said to Scotty, I'm like, if you're happy with how I trained, then put me out there. But if I trained like, you know what, then, you know, just sit me out and I'll play next week. But, I was really happy to get out there and kind of blow the cobwebs out. Buddy shanked a couple of kicks at the end there, which I was actually having a good kicking night for the first time back. And then, buddy,
If it had been a double chance game, would you have played? Or was it because it was a knockout, there was a bit more push to play?
It's hard to know. I mean, we talked through a lot of scenarios throughout the week. We spoke about it extensively, really, pros and cons and whatnot. And I guess we spoke about, you know, if we're going to win tonight, like with me not playing, then, you know, we got a good team. Otherwise, you know, what's the point? But I was pretty keen to play just as a, you know, blow the cobwebs out, and kind of knew that the first game was going to be tough for me, like in the, you know, the lungs and just getting through the brunt of it. So I was saying, you know, let me play and I'll get the cobwebs out and I'll be great next week. So yeah, that was the idea.
Max, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock. Well done getting back tonight. How much of it is sort of in terms of deciding whether you're going to play, you know, your honesty around, you know, how you're feeling? Did you feel like you can be really honest about, you, I can play, I'm right to go, I feel great? Or, you know, is that part of it when you're making that decision?
I mean, we're pretty honest with each other throughout the week. And like I kind of said to Scotty, like, I'm not going to be in a position to play, you know, in the guts. And I probably won't be able to sustain a four-quarter game.
Yep.
In the guts and play to my usual ability. So it was a bit of being flexible around that. And I guess, yeah, as I said before, it was a bit of a, I wanted to get the run in, which I guess is kind of risky in a final. But I guess I've trained footy-wise for a couple of weeks, I guess.
Yep.
So long session, so I was pretty confident I could get through. Glad I got through unscathed.
Well, it seemed like the boys were talking about you even a couple of weeks ago. When did you sort of think that this night, regardless of whether it was going to be here or who you were going to be playing, when did you get a sense that tonight you were sort of half a sniff of being out there?
Probably around the Richmond game, I kind of said to myself, I'm like, if someone put a gun to my head and said, you got to play out four quarters, I'd get it done.
Yep.
So that was my thinking. Then I was like, all right, well, from there I got 2 weeks. And I did a session on Monday or Tuesday last week, and the coaches had pretty much ruled me out, but I had a really good session, and I was like, all right, I'll play now. So last week.
Fantastic. Before we throw to Neil, he'll probably ask you about the game. Obviously, how did you actually feel? How did you, in terms of, you mentioned your lungs there, how did the leg feel and how did the lungs feel?
It felt all right. I mean, other than that unique spot I got myself into, it went pretty well. I mean, I had a bloody domsy quad because I hadn't been used to kicking, so I was more worried about my quad than my ankle, to be honest. So, as I said, I'm happy I got through unscathed, and I'll be ready for next week, I guess.
For Sandman Mattress Factory, speaking with Cat star Max Holmes, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, well done, Max, mate. I will ask you a couple of questions about the game. We felt up here that
Carlton certainly started well, particularly in the clearance area. And when they had the footy, they go for their kicks. But after that, we felt that your defensive system, particularly after quarter times, tended to kick in. Can you make some comments about those areas, mate, please?
Well, yeah, I'd say that watching last week against the D's, I don't want to speak bad on anyone. I thought the D's should have won that game with the way that Carlton were trying to move the ball. And we kind of looked at it and went... hey, if they can try that all they want against us, we've got a really strong defense that we'll be able to hang in there and stop that those like arsey kicks to the middle. So I we're pretty confident with that, being able to stifle that offense. And obviously it's been a really strong part of their game for the last 15 weeks, however long they've been flying. Like they are a good team. Yeah. So to be able to stifle it, but even early I thought. We kicked inaccurately early, and I actually thought we had lots to play. So we weren't too concerned at quarter time being down like three goals or whatever we were. We were really confident and felt really good.
Yeah, well done. A really good explanation. Good for our listeners. I suppose the last one from me is, people talk about players standing up in moments, but, players standing up in finals footy. We felt up here that, there were a good spread of, some young blokes like Ollie Wiltshire played well, but at the top end, your leadership, your captain and your vice-captain, Tom Stewart and Paddy Dangerfield, we just thought were absolutely outstanding all night.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to play under them, to be honest. They're both stars of the game, and I can't really. There's no real words, to be honest, because I feel like I'm repeating myself over and over about these guys. So, I couldn't believe that display Danger was putting in. It was pretty. Would have been pretty brutal to defend.
Yeah, 21 and 5 goals from Dangerfield. How was the next sort of few days look for you, Max, in terms of your rehab? You're pretty obviously pretty stringent with that, but just for our listeners, how would the next sort of 48 to 72 hours look for you? I believe you're heading over on Wednesday.
No idea, to be honest, because we don't really forecast that much after, we're not sure if we're going to be there. So someone will know, but I actually have no idea. I guess I'll be in the club tomorrow doing my recovery and whatnot. I don't know about all the other boys. I'll
do your thing.
Yeah, I'll be yeah. Lots of
anger. He's got to go and do some TV, boys. So we'll have to wrap it
up. Right on, Max.
Sorry, guys.
Good work.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Max.
Have a good one.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.